Y'all ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Just call him, that's it.
Yeah, just call your boy. Call your boy. He said to call him. This boy, Chris.
There goes. Oh, wow, that's clear. You hear that?
A little bit. Yeah, I'm good.
Hello.
What up, man?
What up?
Now, before we start, I'm going to let you know that you is a member on the podcast show. don't say we ain't let you know trying to sue a motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Man, get the hell out of here. All right,
you ain't getting paid for this shit. Don't be trying to sue her, you know what I'm saying? Hey, but
what a life now. Yeah.
Come on, I thought you was ready, man.
I'm ready.
Hey, I got my boy Ritz and my boy Dave here.
What's up, man?
What's happening, partner?
Well, what's going on?
Good, we good, man. We ready to honored to have you on the show, man.
Hey, I'm happy.
All right, go ahead. We can get you started.
So we talking about we want your opinion about who is this year's MVP.
We know NBA. You picked Westbrook, but I want to know why. Besides the triple doubles, what is it?
Besides the triple double, why I pick Westbrook?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Besides the triple doubles, what's up? What else?
Well, that's the only thing you could say about the triple double because ain't nobody did it since Oscar Robertson.
Uh-huh.
But also it's kinda on a toss up with him because how can I say this? Boy, Isaiah Thomas playing good.
Oh,
too.
My God. You guys are the exact same people, I swear. Wow.
Hey, we just gave Isaiah Thomas some love a little bit ago.
Let me tell you why me and him said the same thing. Because when you born on a, not born, but when you live on the side of the town of Chicago where Mega Basketball at, you know basketball. That's the West Side, you know what I'm saying?
For real. All day.
You know basketball, so hey, it is what it is.
So you're trying to say people from Houston don't really know much basketball?
Oh, from Houston?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to let you know, my boy Rich.
Yeah, I'm from Houston.
He a big time Houston, you know, Rockets, you know what I'm saying, all that, you know what I'm saying. So, of course, he's going to ride with James Harden. So, I'm letting you know
looking at them now playing the Hawks.
Yeah.
He got, 16 already. He having a nice little game. But yeah, I'm just saying, my argument is, you know what I'm saying, I say Westbrook for the simple fact, look at Westbrook's team. Look at what he doing with that team of pretty much average at the best players on his team. He doing more with less, pretty much.
Well, you could say that same thing about James Harden, too, then.
Now, he got some players over there, though. He got Eric Gordon.
Dude, Eric Gordon's been hurt.
Dude.
Eric Gordon, that's my boy, man. When healthy.
Eric Gordon has been the same since he dropped 45 in high school against Michael Jordan kids. So, he never been the same since then.
Now, I said when healthy, he a ball. What are he averaging this year? Damn it, 20 points a game?
Yeah.
Coming off the bench. Yeah. Come on, man. Give my boy Eric Gordon some love, man.
He's a good six man. I give it to him. He's a good six man.
I mean, I don't know much about either team, but I know. Look at OKC's starting lineup. Can you name anybody in their starting lineup besides Oladipo?
Who can I name him?
Yeah. Because I know
who
I can't.
Talking to?
I know.
Go ahead. You know who you're talking to?
I mean, you got Steven Adams. You got Oladipo. You know what I'm saying? Cantor, he's out. You got Kyle Singler.
No,
Cantor coming off the bench, right? You got Singler. Yeah. He ain't starting right now, but
okay. Singler don't start.
Yeah, he ain't starting. He was starting at one point.
Okay, so you say Westbrook and Oladipo. All right, name somebody else besides James Harden and Eric Gordon.
Capella
on the Rockets.
Capella, Anderson.
Yeah, you just saying that because you're watching the game right now. You don't know who they are.
You got Trevor Ariza.
Yeah, he's not. He hasn't been doing that great this year.
Corey Brewer.
Well, still. Yeah, Corey Brewer.
Oh, he's garbage, man. He hasn't been great. He hasn't been good since Minnesota.
You got the Chi-Town pit bull on their team.
Patrick Beverly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got him. Well, let me see. OKC. OKC. Oladipo.
Mm-hmm.
Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Adams. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Sabonis.
They got a dude named Laverne on their team. Come on, man.
Sabonis son. What's name been playing good since he been got traded over there?
Horace Grant nephew. Yeah,
he been playing good. You should know about him, but he's been playing good. You got Robert pretty good.
Come on, he terrible on offense, man.
Robertson?
Robertson. Well, he decent on defense.
What they said yesterday that I didn't know of, they say he like in the top five in 3-point percentage. I didn't know that. But
what?
I don't know if that's true, man.
What they said yesterday after while I was watching the Bulls game. I don't know. I ain't looked it up.
I think somebody's talking out their ass again, man. I know that damn well. That ain't true.
Hey, Chris. Chris, this is Dave Love, man. And listen. This is Dave Love, man. How you doing, brother?
I know this ain't the illest brother from Nebraska.
Nah, close to it, though. This is the illest brother from J-Town. Represent. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the Ed. But anyways, let me just say, my opinion, I would have to give the slight edge to James Harden on that. And the reason why I picked James Harden is last year, Russell Westbrook was showing so many signs that he could do it, those triple-doubles, you know? I mean, he was showing so many signs that he was capable of that. You couldn't tell me going into this year before the first game started that James Harden was able to do what he's doing now. I don't think anybody can predict, not even the biggest Houston Rockets fan, especially when Mike D'Antoni came into town, you know, being the coach. You know what I'm saying? I don't think anybody could predict what he's doing right now. People predicted Westbrook was going to do this. I mean, because he's sold shines in years past. And that's why I give James Harden the edge, because he came out of nowhere doing this. We all know the man could score. But his efficiency and his assists and his rebounds, you know, I know I would never have predicted this, especially coming from Coach D'Antoni.
Yeah.
Well, I have to agree with you with that. But it's going to be a tight one, and I think it's going to slap towards him, because Westbrook doing something that the league couldn't even do in Michael Jordan era.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it couldn't do it in the 80s. It couldn't do it in the 90s. It couldn't do it now, and he's doing it now. Mm-hmm. It's something that you would never think somebody would do. So,
right.
It all depends. If this team get in the playoff, man, it's gonna be a tough one. But
and that's what it is too. If they get in the playoffs, you gotta get an MVP to James Harden. You got to.
Yeah, that's
I mean, I'm sorry, man. Westbrook.
Oh no, he said it. Nah, he said it. He said James Harden. We all heard
Westbrook.
We all heard it.
We got you recording. You did.
Yeah. I'm cutting
Westbrook,
it right there. I'm cutting it.
Yeah, Westbrook.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
So you want Westbrook, but you think James Harden's gonna get the edge?
No.
You think Westbrook's gonna win it?
Yeah, if OKC get in the playoff.
Yeah, and if he averaged that triple, if he finished off that triple double for the season, if he still had a triple double, you gotta give it to him. You got to.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, man, we're gonna keep it in the NBA with you, okay? Today. You know, there was some news. The Bucks and the Hornets got a trade going. The Bucks traded Miles Plumlee, and in return they got Roy Hibbert and Spencer Hawes. What'd you think about that trade, man? Did you who got better in that trade?
He laughs.
I mean, what do you think?
Three scrubs.
I mean, you know, over here, you know, it's three scrubs, but they were paying Plumlee, as my man Two Plates over here was telling me, Plumlee was getting $12 million a year for averaging what?
2.6 points.
Yeah, 2 points. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. I mean, does that make the Bucks a little bit better?
Well, hell no.
No. All right. Well, let me ask you a simple question. The Bucks, are they going to make the playoffs?
What's the Bucks? Where the Bucks at now?
They are currently
probably 10th, something like that.
I'm about to look it up. Go, you guys keep on talking.
Oh, okay. See, you caught us off guard. That's what we want, though, man.
I said that was a good trade for the Bucks because they got rid of Plumlee, who they paying over $12 million a year, and all dude averaging is 2.6 points. That's a lot of money to pay somebody that ain't doing shit for you.
They need to trade old boy too, Greg Monroe too. You want to talk about Greg? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he ain't doing nothing for him either.
Yeah.
But back on the Bucks. That's well. If the Bucks traded to where Hibbert make it? Do he have a big salary too?
Because
the Lakers been waiting for him.
No, I don't think so. No. He ain't making none.
The Bucks are 10th right now, just so you know.
Yeah.
So the Bucks clear cap space by trading dude.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Well, I say the Bucks win with as an owner. They won with that.
Do you think they make the playoffs though?
Hell no.
They're 10th right now.
They're 10th right now.
They lost four straight. They're 1-9 in their last 10.
Yeah.
They got a chance.
That East is weak, though. That East weak as hell.
But they got a chance. The way
the Bulls and Charlotte would have a better team than what they have. But Bulls 500, Milwaukee got a good chance to make it if they get their act right.
I think so, because, I mean, they're only three games behind the Bulls. The Bulls are 25-25.
Bulls in eighth place?
Yeah, Bulls are eight.
Oh, okay.
But they ran Detroit 22-27, they 21-27. So they got a chance. From the Heat to the Pistons, they got a chance. It's the Heat, Knicks, Bucks, Pistons, all of them under Charlotte. So Charlotte only a one game up over there. So they might have a chance. Yeah. They gotta get their act right together. But you want me to tell you something about the Bucks though?
Go ahead.
They did pretty good getting Tony Snell because dude was playing pretty good.
Oh, with the Bulls?
Yeah.
Well, they won with that trade.
I actually thought when it happened, I thought that was a better trade for the Bulls, but you know what I'm saying?
I thought it was a better trade for the Bulls.
Right,
too,
Michael Carter Williams ain't doing too much. That's because Hoiberg punk ass ain't playing him.
Well, Jerry Grant been playing good though.
He playing alright, you know.
He been playing good.
Playing a little.
He in the starting lineup, right?
He averaging 5.7 points a game, but he doing, you know what I'm saying? That's alright.
they did pretty good with that trade. I give it to the Bucks because Tony Snell's. I saw potential in Tony Snell's too, but the Bucks didn't hold on. No, the Bulls didn't hold on long enough for him.
Hey, I just want to ask you one more NBA question. What do you think about old punk ass Phil Jackson want to trade Carmelo Anthony in return, trying to get Kevin Love? I mean, it's been twice he's been trying to get this deal happening, and the Cavs, you know, keep denying it. You think they're going to get rid of Melo by the trade deadline, or would you, as an owner, get rid of Kevin Love for Carmelo?
Yes, I will.
You would?
Yep. I'm gonna give you a reason why. Because when it comes down, you preparing for Golden State. That's what they're doing.
Okay.
You got to look at all the Olympic games that Melo played with other star players. Melo actually played pretty good with other star players on the team. When he on the team by himself, he do jack up stuff.
Okay.
But if he on the team with other star players and he don't got to be the man, it's back to Syracuse days.
Okay. Yeah, I feel you on that. Okay.
Yeah. So. And in that case, they're just like Melo. He won out of New York. They're just like D Rose wanted out of Chicago. He won out of New York, so he won a new face. Just give it to him and take Kevin Love. You can't lose nothing without Kevin. You can't lose nothing with Kevin Love.
So is it because of his injuries? He's injury prone. Is that why? Because I don't think there's a big age difference between him and Melo. But do you think it's because of his injuries?
Who would Cleveland?
No, Kevin Love. That's why you would trade him.
No, I would trade Kevin. It's matchup.
Okay.
Kevin Love ain't no matchup. He ain't no matchup where we're going to stay right now because you have to make Draymond Green and KD play defense. So if you gap Melo and LeBron James, they have to play defense. If one of them sag off because Love ain't putting the effort into like what Melo would do,
mm-hmm.
basically you're getting the rest.
I see
so
what you're saying.
They could switch off. Draymond could switch off from LeBron. KD could switch off LeBron. But when both of them have to stick with two players who put up numbers like that, oh, yeah, they're gonna be problems in the playoffs.
All right, man. I appreciate that response. Actually, it's good. The good response you have there.
And they need to go get Darren Williams too.
Darren Williams?
who? Cleveland?
Hell yeah!
Man.
Everybody on the Cleveland team.
Cleveland. They trying to get Darren Williams. You ain't hear about that?
No. I ain't heard about that.
Oh man. When you need some NBA secrets, I'm better than Stephen A. Smith. You need to call me. I'll let you know. I'll let you know. You know what I'm saying?
If they get D. Will, I mean, watch out for them Cavaliers in the playoffs.
They were thinking. They want to. They thinking about. It. They trying to figure something out how to get him. They could get him, and then they talking about Lance Stevens to
that'd be a good pickup.
To a what's the name contract
coming off that bench.
They could trade Amar Shepherd or somebody.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
Shepherd garbage as hell. Anyway, he's terrible.
Amar Shepherd ain't garbage. Man, ain't nobody from this.
Oh defense.
Garbage, okay?
No, he good on defense. He's not a shooter
ain't
though.
Nobody from this. Ain't nobody from this Shaq good. Not that good. I'm sorry.
Oh, we got it. We're going to cut it right there. That's what we're going to keep.
Right. What about Nick Anderson? Was he good?
Nick Anderson?
Yeah.
Some of them four free throws that he missed in the playoffs against the damn Rockets. Other than that, he was all right. He was decent.
Nick Anderson was awesome.
I won't say all that, man. Come on, man.
Nick Anderson, Kendall Gill. Come on, are you serious? Chicago legends. Tell you about that.
I know Eric got a question for you. Go ahead, two plays. Go ahead, ask.
Man, we was talking about, you know, the Super Bowl coming up real soon, man. You know what I'm saying? We all made our picks. I picked New England. Dave, you had?
New England.
Rich.
Atlanta.
What you think, man? What's going to happen Sunday?
Man, I think the Bears going to put up 40. Oh damn, the Bears not in there. They was out 2 weeks, week two. Oh, I'm going with the Dirty Birds, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you why.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't like that damn coach. Yeah, I thought I was gonna give y'all some type of I just don't like that damn coach. I like New England, but I don't like that damn coach. But no, what's the name? No, the Falcons, dude. After I saw the Falcons playing the playoffs, man, they got a lot of weapons, dude.
Yeah.
And Matt Ryan, if he keep playing like how he playing, he on another level. Cause it's not like he targeted Julio Jones all the time. Julio Jones did, but he got other weapons that he using. And then you know, Belichick. His main thing is to shut down your star player. So if you're going to shut down Julio Jones, put two on there, he ain't going to kill you from the other direction.
Right.
And then the only reason why they dominated Pittsburgh like that, because Bell was hurt. If they had a running game, they wouldn't have took somebody out the box and put them as a corner or something to double team Brown. Because they would have had to keep somebody in the box for them. So you got two here. You got two monster running backs back then in Atlanta. One go down, you got the other one.
Yeah.
Danger. You know what I'm saying? Like, this go danger.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, hey, but that New England defense, they've been playing pretty good, though. I just think if like you say, take out Atlanta's star player, which is Julio Jones. I think if they do that, I think they're going to win.
Yeah, but he just said they got the two-headed monster back in the backfield.
I mean, man, they got some good players. They got some good talent around. I didn't even know Atlanta was like that, man. I promise you, Tyler. That's one team slipped past me.
Yeah.
Fact of the matter is you got to pick your poison, though. I just feel like they take out Julio and rely on their front seven to stop their running game, or at least contain it. I think they got a better chance of winning.
You know what? I think the people are missing one thing is their defense. I saw them playing against Aaron Rodgers, the Falcons defense. I mean, they're underrated.
They need
from
Beasley.
What I've seen, boy, they're underrated.
Yeah, that boy Vic Beasley.
They need to step up. They were getting at Rodgers.
Game, though. You know, they need him to have a real big game. They want to win this game.
Mm-hmm. They young and fast.
Yeah.
They're young and hungry. That's what it is.
Yeah. We'll see Sunday.
It's going to be a good game. You know what I'm saying? I don't like New England, but since I got money on them, I got to ride with them.
Gambling man. Always gambling.
Did y'all watch any First Take this week?
I watched a little bit of it. I ain't going to lie. I watched a little bit of it.
Did y'all watch it with Deion Sanders on there? I love watching that dude. That dude is crazy as hell, dude. He was like, they asked him about going to the Falcons game. He's like, man, I ain't even paying attention because when I go to the Falcons game, I'll be too busy looking at my jersey up there at
the Raptors. Yeah.
I said, that dude is stupid. Wow. and then him and Ray Lewis always have some type of quote or like a good motivation speech. And he's like, my mama told me. He said, yeah, my mama told me the fan only blow when you hot. I said, damn, that's kind of slick. You know, when fans, like these bandwagon fans, they always want to jump on a team when they hot.
That sounds like you, Dave.
What are you talking about? How would you say that?
I said, that's pretty slick right there. Mama told me a fan only blow when you hot. I was like, I'm using that. I'm like, that's slick. I had to think about that. I'm like, damn.
Time's
smooth, man. But yeah.
All right, Chris. That's what we got, right? I mean, as far as questions.
That's it.
That well, actually, you know what? I got one more. Okay, I got one more. What I mean?
15 minutes of fame. I'm giving y'all this shit free. All right.
Hey, I still got one more though. One more, okay?
Hold on. Hold on. I can't curse on here, right?
Go ahead. What we say, man.
Oh,
it don't matter.
Bitch, fuck, motherfucker. Stop.
It's
kids around.
All right,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Yeah. It's cool. Hey, this past week at the Australian Open, I don't know if you watch tennis, but I'm just let you know, Serena defeated her sister, Venus.
Dude, let me stop you right there, man, all right?
Okay.
All right, I don't watch no damn tennis, all right, man?
Okay, I understand that, but okay, I'm just letting you know.
All right, let's go.
She won her 23rd major. What do you think about my baby?
Man, what you think about that ass?
That's my baby, man. That's my baby.
I don't watch tennis either. I watch tennis.
I watch Serena.
I watch your body. I'm not watching the match. I'm watching that box. That's it.
What about my baby? What would you rate my baby?
Hold up, man. That's my baby, man.
What you said? Well, I'll rate her?
Yeah.
Number one for that ass. Hey, I can't say it too loud, but wife right there, man. You trying to give me a troll. You trying to get me in trouble, man. Y'all
answer
me questions. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
I ain't supposed to ask y'all questions, right?
Oh, man, you say what you want to say on here, man. This is
unscripted, unfiltered, man. Go ahead with it.
LeBron and Charles
Barkley. Oh, we talked about that.
Go ahead with it.
Look, this guy had posted LeBron and Charles Barkley stats. Like LeBron won more championships. LeBron won this. LeBron won that. And I was kind of like agreed. I was like, I agree with that. But I was like, the people don't understand. People don't look. Like, if it weren't for that man named Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley would have more than what he had. A lot of people's Karl Malone would have had more. Mm-hmm. David Robinson would have had more. Dominique would have had more. A lot of people would have had more what they had if Michael Jordan wasn't Michael Jordan in the league. Now, if you put LeBron James in that era, he'd be the same person as Charles Barkley or somebody.
All the stats but no rings.
Do you agree with that, Tuplex?
All stats. Let me tell you a reason, because Mike messed a lot of people's dreams up.
Except for Hakeem.
Let me tell you something about Houston, though. Let me tell you something about Houston.
Go ahead.
Houston did it at the right time. Because Because when the dragon is asleep, that's when you attack. if Mike was still in the league, Houston would never won nothing.
No, that's not true. That is not true.
Chicago would have ran the whole 90s table.
No.
Ask somebody.
No, that would not have happened. Michael Jordan said, and I brought this up in past episodes, that the Bulls could not figure out Hakeem Olajuwon. That's the one thing they could not figure out was Hakeem Olajuwon. It would have been the exact same thing.
Let me say, if Scottie Pippen never got robbed for that freaking call against New York, the Bulls would have beat Houston that year too. Without Michael Jordan.
Oh, that's funny.
Man, what you talking
that
about?
That is funny.
Houston wasn't. That's not funny. That's facts.
I mean,
that's the truth. The Bulls would have ran the whole 90s table if Mike would never retire for those 2 years.
I agree with that, man.
That's a lot of ifs. That's a lot of ifs, man. The facts are the Rockets won two in a row.
Come on. Are you really having this conversation with me, man? people who not from Chicago would have said the same thing. You gotta stop living in that bubble, dude. Houston, like I said, they attacked while the dragon was asleep. Hey, that's what you give it. You give it to them.
Okay.
You give it to them. Houston won. Hey, they won. They won those two. They won better than the comics, but they won those two. You know what I'm saying?
My question is on that Michael Jordan thing. My thing is do you believe Michael Jordan would ever have made that comment saying about the Houston Rockets they couldn't figure them out?
Look, first of all, get my phone number from Eric. Text me whenever Michael Jordan said that, or show me when Michael Jordan said that.
That's what I'm saying.
Michael Jordan is a competitor. He would never.
That's exactly what y'all said.
Because when I hear it, it'll be the first time I heard it. You know what I'm saying?
Dude,
I mean,
Michael Jordan, look.
It's my boy, but I don't know where he got that from.
Michael Jordan, I don't know where he got that from. Cocaine's a hell of a drug. Michael Jordan would never say that. Come on. Michael Jordan, everybody. Did you hear his Hall of Fame speech? He was still talking about kicking somebody's ass in basketball. And he's old. Like, he don't know when to quit. You think he would have said, I don't remember saying that. You need to show me video. I need some lost tape.
I'll show y'all next time. I was going to bring it up last time, and I'll bring it.
You said that last time, man.
Y'all never reminded me. I'll bring it.
I don't know what y'all was doing in Houston, but, hey, I don't even think Scarface would have said that. Houston guy. Come on. Are you just kidding me?
Hey, Mike probably said, you know what I'm saying, Hakeem might be a matchup problem. He ain't never said that they can't beat Houston.
Eric.
What up, man?
Stop it.
Nah, I mean, he probably did say Hakeem would be a little bit of a matchup problem. That's about it. They ain't going no further than that.
In Mike's head, he would kill Elijah Warren. That's what he think. He like, I would kill Elijah Warren. Look, Charles Barkley said it best. He said, Mike Jordan, he the type of person, he be your friend and stuff, giggle all in your face. But when it come down to that court, he don't know you. He ready to kill you. You think he gonna say something about it? Like, the only time he ever praised Scottie Pippen in his Hall of Fame speech, I don't never remember him saying, yeah, one for Scottie Pippen, we would won these championships. I never heard him say all that stuff. When Scottie Pippen shut down Mark Jackson Indiana that year, when Indiana was about to kill the Bulls in that playoff series, when Reggie Miller pushed off, it wasn't for Scottie Pippen stopping Mark Jackson that game and stopping John Stockton and Houston and stuff, the Bulls wouldn't won that series. That was like the toughest series because John Stockton and Mark Jackson was killing Mike and it was John Stockton and Jeff Hornacek killing Mike and Ron Harper. Then it was Mark Jackson and Reggie Miller killing Michael Jordan and Ron Harper. Scottie Pippen had to stick one of them and shut them down. But I ain't saying that because you know I'm a Pippen.
Right. I was just going to say, how much of this shit is credible because you a big time Scottie Pippen fan?
No, this shit is true. This is true. This ain't Michael Jordan saying Houston would have been a problem. It's a problem, Houston. Hell no, he wouldn't have said that.
I'll bring it up next time.
Look, let me tell you something. At that time, who we had that son? Luke Longley?
Yeah, Luke.
Luke Longley.
You had Bill Cartwright at first, then Luke for the last three.
And Bill Winnington.
Yeah.
Will Purdue, all of them up in there, man.
Hey, Bill Whittington had hops. He was like the first white boy since Tom Chambers I saw jump like that. He had hops. He was a lot. Oh, Chef sounded racist. I ain't supposed to be like that on his phone. I'm sorry, my fault. Hey, my fault. But y'all saw the I'm looking at TNT. They just named the dunk contest. People who win the dunk contest. It's a dude that only played 11 minutes in the NBA. And he in the D League, and they put him in the dunk contest.
Oh my god.
I know the NBA is so thirsty.
I know they got Aaron Gordon and DeAndre Jordan. I don't know who else they got.
DeAndre Jordan.
You up in
there? Yeah, he's on there.
They got the big dog son, Glenn Robinson III. They got the dude from the D League. But this, look at his video. This dude jumped out the damn gym.
Aaron Gordon finna kill that shit though.
Yeah. Hey, all right, I'm gonna let y'all go. But one more thing. Remember I told you about that kid, Zion Williams?
Uh-huh.
I might have to hold back on him for a minute until I see more.
Why would
I say he's going to be good?
He's still young, dog. Give him a minute.
No, he ain't. It doesn't matter about him young. They just showed a video. They school just beat another high school varsity team 80-something to 16. That shit can't be true. I'm like, dude, who the hell are you playing against? like, who the hell are you playing? Like, I need to see him play against some dogs. I need to play like some kids that got holes in their shoes and they hungry. Like, I need to see him play against some guys who gonna play against them. Like, these boys just moving out his way. Like, I'm like, nah, I'm not feeling this video. I'm like, nah, I'm not feeling him now. I need to see some more. I need to see him play against somebody strong. But that's the same thing they say about this kid named Seven Woods. He was good too. And he ain't even coming off the damn bench in North Carolina. Because like, he didn't play against nobody. Like the people who he played against was like some kids, daddies, they like CEO of companies and stuff, millionaire, billionaire kids. Like, you ain't playing against nobody.
He's playing against some pretty boys.
He pretty much the Bill Russell or the Wilt Chamberlain of this era. That's how, you know, playing against, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers that's a lot smaller and, you know.
A lot lighter.
Lighter skinned.
Was it a pygmy talent?
No.
the pigment's a little lighter.
He played against some boys that going to be like, they going to go to Harvard or something and be a CEO of a company, and they just using basketball on their college resume. That's it.
Oh, okay.
They don't care about nothing about basketball. Look at it. Yeah, they're gonna post it. This dude, they beat a team 80-something to 16. How the hell you beat a team like that and they varsity? That coach need to get fired. Real talk. Like, ain't no way a varsity team will only score 16 points. And these kids just moving out his way. I'm like, nah, I changed. Hey, I apologize by telling y'all about that, but I changed my mind. Hey, I need to see more before I give him any more credit.
All right, Chris, man. Thank you for joining us, man. We appreciate it. We're going to definitely have you on again. Go ahead and check us out on the Tripod podcast at Facebook and everything, man. We appreciate your input, man. The show is just about fans, man. You know, I'm trying to tell people we're not here like other media groups where we put people in two groups as far as the analytics side and over-exaggerated persona side. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's got different opinions and different aspects, and we love having you. Thank you for calling in, man. And we appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, man. I'll be looking for my check.
All right, man. I'll send it in the mail, my man. Yeah.
All right, dog.
I got a card down. All right, I found you. I work for FedEx. Man. We found people, all right?
Track them down. All right, my man.
You track them down. You know what I'm saying?
All right, man. I'm going to holler at you, man.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Y'all have a nice one, man.
All right, you too.
All right, you too.
Yes. All right.